It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and the powerful iHeart Radio Network. And of course, we come through so many additional channels. Of course, we're on Spotify and Google Podcast, and of course, on Nucky Radio, and on 24/6, and on, we're going to be on the Nachum Segal Network, and many other popular platforms that everyone accesses today. Of course, you can follow us on Business Class. We have those amazing clips, and I get feedback wherever I go on those amazing clips, the Business Class clips on Instagram, Business Class clips on Instagram. Just follow us and you'll automatically receive us in your daily feed. So what are we talking about tonight? I'm co-hosted. It's not just a guest, it's a co-host. Richard Solomon, the noted attorney, tonight's show is titled Solomon's Wisdom. All right. Now, of course, we know Shlomo HaMelech was the Chacham from, you know, all time smartest, most brilliant person. However, Richard Solomon, his last name is Solomon. So to call it Solomon's Wisdom is not, you know, I don't want anyone to like think like, oh, you know, no. Richard Solomon and Solomon's Wisdom. And he has a lot to share. Richard, welcome back to Mind Your Business.
It is always an honor to be here.
Amazing.
And I thank you for the opportunity to share some of our thoughts.
Now, tonight's show, that's correct. What are we talking about tonight? Tonight's show, Solomon's Wisdom. And we are going to share, both Richard and myself, we're going to be sharing tips from the front lines. We're out there. Richard's a noted attorney. I run a large marketing firm here, Bottom Line Marketing Group. And there's a lot of stuff that we get stopped all the time. You know, could you share some tips, some advice from the front lines from doing this? Again, I'm doing this over 35 years. Richard, can I put you on the spot? How long are you doing this?
Since 1986.
Okay, so he beat me here. So he's coming on 40 years here. Okay, so what tonight's show is going to be, what we're going to be sharing, that is amazing, lightning round. And we're going to be covering partnerships and tips about variety of different areas that every business faces. And we're going to cover them in literally 60 to 90 seconds apiece. So we're going to open, Richard. We're going to open with you. Perhaps you could even talk about, let's say, partnerships. And then let's just start going at it and sharing advice that people could, you know, real takeaways, stuff that you deal with on a daily basis, whatever type of business, B2B, B2C.
All right. Well, glad you opened that up. So the first nugget is going to be partner with talented people. Look at us. All right. We have a great rapport, great chemistry. We've done a lot of shows together and we could put something together, intelligent, good content. We know how to work together. And that model really needs to be replicated in the business world where you partner with good people, good energy, good focus, and amazing things come out of that. A related topic, hiring. Bad hiring will kill your business faster than a bad economy. Good personnel. So partner with talented people, hire talented people. It's all about good energy, meetings, the ability to express yourself. You don't want death by meetings. You want to meet over everything. You want responsible people. Take control, get autonomy, get things done, move things along, and have a unified, forward-looking corporate goal and presence. Speaking of which, what is the cost? What is the cost? No one really, because a lot of us are not CPAs, financial people, none of us understand what is the actual cost. And there's all kinds of costs. There's the cost of goods sold and created, and there's opportunity cost. If we do this, but we don't do that, what was the cost of not doing the other thing? So again, there's always cost. And most people do not factor cost into their overall selling price. They kind of have a gut, like, what's a slice of pizza? It's $3. Based on what? You know, the guy down the street, well, maybe his rent is a lot cheaper than yours. Maybe you use better cheese. Maybe you have better sauce. Maybe you have fresher ingredients. Maybe you're organic. You know, there's all kinds of things that differentiate your business, and your pricing should reflect both your business and your cost. And then I guess the last thing is, for this lightning round nugget, there tends to be too much OMG, OMG. Most things are not catastrophes. The ship is not sinking. We're not doomed. It's not the oh, is that an iceberg? You know.
By the way, you know, Jeffrey Hazlett has a great line about that. He said, "Nobody died. Nobody died." You know, like sometimes people come in, it's coming, the world's coming to an end. Nobody died.
Right. So later on, I'm going to talk about resiliency and backups, but to sort of tee that off, most things are not catastrophic. They can be dealt with.
All right. So Richard. Now, yeah. Okay.
Your turn.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
I'm throwing it back. Here we go.
Back to me. I caught it. I got it. Okay. And those watching on YouTube, of course, we have a very powerful YouTube channel on YouTube. We're at 710WR Mind Your Business. And if you click on, you know, basically following us, you click on, then you automatically will be in the feed. You'll be notified every single time a show goes live. And of course, you could watch this also on 24/6. Okay. Here's an important, I'd like to share an important point about planning. Plan for plan A, yet prepare for plan B. And the point here is that it's, you know, people always, you know, need to plan. And you, it's true, you gotta cross the T's, dot the I's, plan for whatever your initiative is. But at the same time, prepare for plan B. Many times plan B comes into place. So don't be, you know, scared by it. Like if something doesn't go right from your plan A, they're like, oh, it's, everything's coming apart. No. Plan for plan A, but prepare for plan B. Next point. Frequently, again, as a marketing firm, people will reach out and like, all right, I want to jump in with a new initiative, but I'm still nervous about getting everything perfect and everything. Okay. Here the quote is, day one will always be day one. Start day one today. Meaning, anytime you're going to jump into a new initiative, there's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be potentially some surprises along the way. But don't push it off, you know, indefinitely. Now, mind you, there are times when it's just not the right season. You got everything is, you know, you have to factor in seichel. You got to factor in seichel. Man, we're talking Richard Solomon, Solomon's wisdom. You got to use seichel. You can't just like, all right, I'm just going to run and I'm going to smell, you know, the air conditioners in December. No. It's got to be, you know, a timely. However, the point here is that when you're going to jump in, don't push off until everything is perfect, because you're going to learn things along the way. Day one will always be day one. So just start day one today. One more point. All right. Any runs you score in the first inning, you won't need to score in the ninth inning. I love saying that quote. And of course, it sounds so simple. But the fact is, whenever you're in, heading into a major initiative, try to get as much as you can done early on. Don't wait for the ninth inning. Don't push it off. It's like, okay, I still have time. Try to get in, whether it's any type of goal you're trying to meet. Let's say it's a sales goal and you're starting on January 1st and it runs through December. Try to hit that goal, your December goal, by August, by September. Try to get the runs in the first inning. Don't push it off to the ninth inning. Solomon, now Solomon's wisdom is, we also got to get some business done. Is it okay if we go to commercial break?
Of course.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back, Mind Your Business, with Isaac Saftis right here on 710 WR, the voice of New York, and the powerful iHeartRadio. Yes, hello, hello, hello. And we're speaking with Richard Solomon, noted attorney. By the way, before we get back to our day-to-day, how could people find out more about your services?
Richard Solomon is always contacted at 516-371-4924. TheSolomonChannel.com is my radio enterprise platform, 516-371-4924. And now the phone is answered all the time. So you can call now and they'll take a message.
Amazing. Now
I won't be there.
All good. All good. And you want Richard on your team, let me tell you. Now, tonight's show is titled Solomon's Wisdom. And at the beginning of the show, I explained. So it's Solomon, and his name is Richard Solomon. Yeah, there you go. Now, before I hit tonight, we're going through a lightning round sharing incredible tips. And I, by the way, I'm saying in advance, thank you. And it is appreciated when you send me WhatsApp messages, text messages, you call me, you give me a ring, you send me an email that you're how much you're appreciating the show. It is noted and appreciated. You can give me a ring. Yeah, just leave me a message. 718-412-3505. 718-412-3505. And of course, if you're ready to grow your business, we'd love to scale your business. Give me a ring. 718-412-3505. Okay, now back to our show. Our show is a lightning round of ideas to help you in your day-to-day business. Before I go back to Richard, one more quote that I'd like to share. Okay, and this is just an important point about making progress. And another baseball analogy. When you're on third base, don't go back to second base. Now, of course, you're like, wait a second, that's so obvious. Do you know how many times I'm speaking with people and they're like, they've made progress, but then they're like, all right, but one second, but they just take a step backwards, but not for any strategic reason. It's just like, I'm like, wait a second. When you're on third base, no one would think about going back to second base, right? Everyone's like, oh, yeah, of course, right? So why are we doing that? And like, oh, you're right, right. Let's just figure out how to get home. When you're on third base, never go back to second base.
No backsliding.
Yeah. Your turn, Richard.
All right. So they have a problem. You have an issue. So sometimes you're in business and you get a hysterical call, you know, the OMG call, and they tell you there's all kinds of problems and this and that. And I was like, wait, that's not my problem. You know, we manufactured something, it's out in the field, and for some reason they didn't put it in right, or a car smashed into it or whatever, and all of a sudden now you have to fix it. No, that's your problem. You have the problem. It's only an issue for me. How could I help you? What could I do? But I can't fix your problem for you, and I can't undo what chain of events was outside of my scope. And too often businesses are dragged into the paradigm of I have to fix your problem. Not always. It depends. If it's on me because I did something, sure, that's good customer service. But not every problem is caused by the person who created the product, service, or activity. Sometimes it's just something that's out there in the world and things happen.
Next.
All right. I get this all the time. And I say this, unfortunately, all the time. That's not how it works. I get people calling me all the time. I need this. I need that. They didn't do this. Blah, blah, under the agreement, blah, blah, blah. And I always say, that's not how it works. There's all of this misconception out there about how things are supposed to be, what the law is, what business rules are, whatever it is. And unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case. And a lot of time I have to spend with people telling them, that's not how it works. You know, it's just they say, no, you got to do this. It's like, it doesn't work that way. You know, that's that. All right. You need to keep up to date, which is sort of tied into that, because to know how things work, you can't have old information. In just this last year, they've changed the notary rules. For example, notaries have to have logbooks. They've done away, starting next year, with a whole thing about you don't need to notarize things anymore. Because there was an issue about people getting access to notaries, so now you could do affirmations under certain circumstances. This is brand new. They changed certain things about LLCs and how you have to report ownership over a certain percentage to certain places. And there's always new laws or laws that are expanding. Like in New York City, if you have a truck or a bus, don't idle. People are allowed to go around and film you. And if they are successful in enforcing a ticket against you, they get like $50. So if you own a fleet, tell your drivers, shut the engines. Don't idle. There's no excuses about temperature, weather, unless you're running a processing device. So know the laws. Finally, I see this a lot. Some people come to me with business models that are more akin to gambling than they are to good business sense. So my motto is, gambling is not a business direction. For example, the whole real estate. I'm going to buy a distressed property. I'm just going to paint it. I'm going to buy low and I'm going to sell high. And I'll get hard money loans because I can't really get a bank loan because it's too risky for normal banks. I'm not going to live there. And by the way, I'm only going to own it for 6 or 7 hours because I'm going to be at a closing at noon. And I'm going to buy it. And then at 5 p.m., I'm going to sell it. So it's just like that. And I'm going to make $100,000 on the spread. I'll just do this 10 times a year. I'll make $1 million. That's gambling. I see it all the time. It's gambling. It's not the conservative business route that you should be taking, but I see it. All right. So I'm going to throw the pitch back to you.
Hey, thank you. All right. First, I want to open with a quote here. Okay, this is a very important mindset. This is a mindset thing, and it's based on Peter Drucker. I'm not sure if the quote itself was said by Peter Drucker, the noted management guru. Starve a problem, feed a solution. It's brilliant. I want to repeat it. Starve a problem, feed a solution. Sometimes someone comes in with something, and it's just like, oh, man. It's just like, what do I do with this? Sometimes you just got to starve it. You got to starve it. Don't try to tackle it. Just starve it. But if it's a solution, feed it. Feed it. Because you'll get further with it. But the problem, don't let it drag you down. Just starve it. All right, that's one. Next, in any business relationship, never ignore the bias in the room. This is a very, very important piece of advice. Listen, let's face it. We all have certain, there's something called confirmation bias, right? And that is a certain perspective that someone has of you or your company, et cetera. Try to pick up on that early on. And try to, of course, make sure it's all positive. But and feed that positivity. Make sure that they reaffirm why they have that great feeling about you. If for whatever reason it's not so positive, make sure to address it early on. Don't sweep it under the carpet. Never ignore the bias in the room. Next. Here's an important one, Richard. Never guess when the data exists. It's such an important one. So how many times you're in a meeting and like, well, I think, but wait a second, the data exists. Now, sometimes the data doesn't exist. Okay, fine. So then you gotta have a guesstimate, and you have to just, you know, come up with some type of idea of where that data will head. And you have to make a guesstimate. That could be. But so many times you're in a meeting and you're like, okay, so what type of growth did the company have in the last quarter? Well, I think, no. Call the CPA, call your bookkeeper, call your CFO, and find out exact data. Never guess when the data exists. Richard, it's time to do a little business. We're going to take a commercial break. Before I do, how could people find out more about your firm to get in touch with Richard Solomon, the noted attorney?
516-371-4924, 516-371-4924, thesolomonchannel.com, 516-371-4924.
Amazing. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
We have a special offer for the listeners of Mind Your Business only through December 31st.
If you go to mperformcoaching.com, as a guest and as a listener of Mind Your Business Radio, you can get a free month of coaching for the month of December if you join the program. That way we can teach you these skills, these tools to be successful over the holidays and start 2024 right.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight. We focus on your flights. You focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
We're back, Mind Your Business, right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and on 24/6. And soon we're going to be on the Nachum Segal Network. And of course, by the way, in the Jewish home, we are featured regularly with a, I don't want to say a transcript, but an article that takes apart these great shows and shares the incredible content in a in a way that fits for newspapers. So thank you to the Jewish Home for that. All right, my guest. What am I talking about? My co-host, Richard Solomon, noted attorney, and tonight's show is Solomon's Wisdom, where Richard is sharing a lot of real world strategies, tips, insights, and basically in 60 seconds or less. Richard, what do you have for us?
All right. So the next round is number one, budget. Math is not an opinion. All too often, small business owners don't really plan. They just kind of do. So they just go to the office. They're reactive to email. They do whatever they do. And they don't really think about what does it cost to run the business? What is the daily amount that you need to make? What is the daily amount that you need to actually collect and receive? How do you control your costs? Is all the expenses necessary? And math is not an opinion. You know, if you're running in a deficit, you got to fix it. It's not like we're going to make this up later on in time. Two, stay current. That's both with your expenses and knowledge. Everything's changing all the time. And it's important to keep up on good, reliable information, which means other than the news on the internet.
And by the way, information and tools, technology, AI.
Yeah. Right. So go out there, go to trade shows, go to trade association meetings, read your industry newsletter, read books. You know, all knowledge is important. And not everything is on YouTube, although, look, we use it as a tool, but not everything that you need to know. You know, talk to people, network, face-to-face conversations, get information, stay current. You'd be surprised how much you learn by just having lunch with people, and they tell you, did you hear about this whole new thing? So that leads me to the next one. Networking is still the number one objective of business. This whole social media, the original social media was the caveman at the campfire. it hasn't changed. It may have, the kind of table, the way you cook food and this and that. It's all evolved, but humans need to interact, be together, exchange ideas, learn from each other, and we do better as groups than we do just as, just people out there alone. And then this is an important one. Face-to-face beats the mouse every day. All day long, people think that the answer is basically this, a mouse. All right? And the answer is, it's not always. Are you going to talk about medical treatment, with a doctor or through the internet? Right? You still need knowledge, wisdom, and experience to guide you. That mentoring, colleagues, oftentimes, like lawyers talk to other lawyers, they talk to financial people, they talk to experts. So face to face beats the mouse every day.
All right, Richard.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to jump in now. Okay. Thank you. I would like to share now three great quotes that have to do with content marketing, okay? Number one, quote from Chet Holmes, "You will attract way more buyers if you are offering to teach them something of value to them than you will ever attract by simply trying to sell your product or service." What he means to say here is that at its core, it's education-based marketing. Don't just go out there and whatever your product is, sell, sell, sell. Let me pitch you. No. provide value. That's why on so many websites, they won't just have product, price, specs. They'll show how that product makes your life better. The experience of the product. Therefore, always offer to teach them something, share with something of value, rather than just sell, sell, sell. Here's a quote from Andy Miller. Sales is all about building rapport, not breaking it. When people feel they're being sold, they automatically resist you. When people are being educated, they have no resistance. Also, an incredible perspective about education-based marketing. Share information about your experience, about your world, and of course you tie in your product or your service on how that solves a pain point in the marketplace. But don't just go out there and pitch and sell. One more. Here's a quote from Norm Traynor, the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. People love to buy and hate to be sold. That's an important perspective. Yes, there are people out there, they're shoppers, but don't just swoop down. Don't be like that vulture and swoop down, you know? It's like, imagine in a department store. So you're in there and you're looking for a suit, a dress, whatever it is, and you're there and you're thumbing through. Some salespeople will come by and like, oh, hi, yeah, so would you like to know that there's a sale on this today? And can I have your credit card? Can we? whoa, slow down. How about approaching the person saying, hi, are you looking for a suit for a certain type of event? And other creative ways of involving the person as opposed to just going in for the sale. Richard, speaking about a sale, we do have some clients here that we got to get in and do some business. Is it okay if we take a commercial break?
A-okay by me.
Amazing. But before I do, just want to be a mensch. How could people find out more about your amazing services?
All right. Richard Solomon can be found at thesolomonchannel.com, where we have our FM radio show. And it's 516-371-4924, 516-371-4924, 516-371-4924.
All right, Richard, before I go, I just will say, you want Richard on your team.
Thanks.
Yes, you're welcome. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
Years of marketing secrets in a newsletter? Is that even possible? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to learn how to grow your customer base and boost your bottom line. Have the Bottom Line Brew weekly newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Well, you'll learn from Fortune 500 executives such as Beth Comstock and Joe Hart. Go to bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com. Brew up some free marketing secrets at bottomlinebrew.com.
We have a special offer for the listeners of Mind Your Business only through December 31st.
If you go to mperformcoaching.com as a guest and as a listener of Mind Your Business Radio, you can get a free month of coaching for the month of December if you join the program. That way we can teach you these skills, these tools to be successful over the holidays and start 2024 right.
And we're back, Mind Your Business with Lisa Saflis, right here on the iHeart Radio Network. Yes, and of course on so many other channels, 24/6 Nucky Radio, Spotify, and all the popular podcasting channels. You could find us online at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And to watch the videos on YouTube, of course, we're on 24/6 or on YouTube. YouTube, our channel is 710WOR, Mind Your Business. My co-host, come on, get it right. My co-host is Richard Solomon, noted attorney and a very wise man indeed. And therefore, tonight's show is titled Solomon's Wisdom. And basically what we're doing is we're talking, both of us together, and we're very close. We're sharing real world advice and tips to get you ahead, to make you successful. Whether you're a professional, you run a professional firm, whether you do B2C, B2B, or a nonprofit, these tips will help you get ahead in the business world and in whatever type of profession you're in. And therefore, it's an honor to be joined with Richard Solomon. Richard, could you please go again? Each is a lightning round. A great tip, roughly 60 seconds or less. You have the floor.
All right. This ties into the last thing you talked about. Appreciate your clients' experiences. When you talk about educating clients and giving them knowledge, you can only do that most effectively if you actually understand their experience as your client and what you provide and maybe what you need to provide that you don't, or what they're not getting from other people and filling in that gap. Sometimes as a lawyer, I see people are struggling in business and I'm like, you really need a CPA for that, you know, because I'm not a CPA and I don't know anything about, you know, finance and this and that, but I'm like, you know, that's a, you need a tax lawyer or something like that. Another very important thing that ties into that as well, appreciate your client's expectations. Too often, there is a mismatch between reality and expectation. And the closer you get the two to level each other, the better off your client satisfaction will be. A lot of times people say, well, you're the lawyer. Well, what does that mean? Of course I'm the lawyer, but my goal is to effectuate communication, give advice and guide things, not to actually produce outcomes of things that are beyond my control. I can't tell the quote other side how to do if they don't want to comply on something. You can't tell the judge how to rule. You know, you can only advance a client's position, you know, advocate effectively and try to, you know, reach a good result. But again, you got to manage expectations. All right. Great content. This is what you do.
Thank you.
All right. You have amassed a gold mine, a platinum mine of information. Great content always draws viewers, listeners, and followers. So it's sort of like, you know, if you create it, they will come, sort of like that from, you know, the movie. You know? Next, and this is all really important, don't get distracted. We are constantly distracted in business. You get in, the internet hits you with alerts and emails and this and that. I actually have a rule. Don't start the day with email. Well, this is the first thing people do. They warm up the computer. They look at the phone. What are the texts and the emails? That starts your day to react to things. That means that what you want to get accomplished hasn't started. Remember when you talked about getting some runs in on the first inning?
Yep.
Well, you're not going to get any runs in if you're distracted from actually batting.
That's great.
So what you need to do is avoid all the tempting things of distraction which are out there, which are many. All right, so.
All right, so now back to me. Amazing. What an amazing show. And by the way, these are going to turn into incredible business class clips. So on Instagram, you can follow us at Business Class Clips. On Instagram, Business Class Clips, and you will automatically receive in your feed every day a 60-second clip with this type of wisdom, Solomon's wisdom, and wisdom from many others out there. If I may, I'd like to now share a couple of great quotes on the topic of execution. Now, execution is something that is so important to be mindful of because people have ideas out there, but meanwhile, then they choke when it comes to executing the vision. Here's a great quote from Chet Holmes. Implementation, not ideas, is the key to real success. Now, don't think for a second that Chet wasn't pro pattern interrupts and being creative. Of course he was. But at the end of the day, implementation, not ideas, is the key to real success. You want to be successful, and I've been around some very successful people over the years. They knew how to execute. They knew how to bring the runs home. They knew how to get to the bottom of whatever the initiative is and launch it. Get it out there. Implementation, not ideas, is the key to real success. Next, here's something that's also about deadlines and goals. This is from Napoleon Hill. A goal is a dream with a deadline. I got to repeat that because it's just brilliant. Napoleon Hill. A goal is a dream with a deadline. You have to have a deadline built in. If this is just something open-ended, I have an idea and it's, you know what happens. It gets kicked around and you start talking to one friend and the next friend and then someone like spills a little, you know, water on the idea and it's like, you know, I don't know how good it is. And then it just doesn't see daylight. But if you have a goal, okay, dream, but put a deadline to it. A goal is a dream with a deadline. If there's a deadline built in, then it will come to fruition. One more quote here. This is from Big Jeffrey Hazlett. All right. One time is a great story. One time I was actually backstage with him. This was, I think, in San Francisco, if I recall correctly. And oh no, this was in Boston. This is in Boston. I'm backstage, and he had just traveled to Europe and he was running one of his C-suite network events. And he's about to go on stage. And I said to him, Jeffrey, you know, this is pretty amazing. I said, you just did a series of events over in Europe. And like, how are you like up to it? Like you're running your event, you're about to go on stage. He said, Yitzhak, it's what you do. Now you have to know him to appreciate it. He, this big guy, he said, it's what you do. Meaning, don't overthink these things. Just, you know, if you got to do it, just run out there and get it done. Man. Okay, we're gonna go to a short commercial break. When we're back with my co-host, Richard Solomon, and tonight's show, Solomon's Wisdom.
What if you could have 30 years of marketing secrets with just the click of a button? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to unlock exclusive marketing, leadership, and sales tips from Fortune 500 executives. Bottomlinebrew.com. Each week, you'll get one email packed with business insights to grow your bottom line. To get the Bottom Line Brew delivered straight to your inbox, visit bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com.
Join us this year, December 19th, 2023, at the Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, for the 12th JBiz Expo and Business Conference, bringing networks to a whole new level. JBiz Expo is the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce's annual flagship event, which unites businesses, communities, governments, its members, and chamber partners from around the U.S. and globe all under one roof to help them grow, brand, and expand business relations and their network. To exhibit, attend, or partner with us, visit www.jbizexpo.com or call 212-659-5270, extension 103.
We have a special offer for the listeners of Mind Your Business only through December 31st.
If you go to mperformcoaching.com as a guest and as a listener of Mind Your Business Radio, you can get a free month of coaching for the month of December if you join the program. That way we can teach you these skills, these tools to be successful over the holidays and start 2024 right.
And we're back, Mind Your Business, here on the iHeart Radio Network and, of course, 710 WOR. Welcome back. I'm my co-host. I got it right. Okay, my co-host, Richard Solomon from the Solomon Channel. And tonight's show is titled Solomon's Wisdom. Richard, you've been sharing incredible advice for the listeners out there. And by the way, if anyone tuned in late, no worries. This will be up on all the popular channels. We're going to be up on 24/6, and we're going to be on the Nachum Segal Network. And of course, we're on Spotify. If you want to access any of our past shows, the videos are, of course, on YouTube and 24/6. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Online, all the podcasts, you can easily find it by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Richard, all yours.
All right. To-do lists are essential. There are too many people who are walking around out there who keep everything sort of like juggled in their notes, I don't know, whatever, phone. And you know what? When the battery goes, so does your game plan. So it's good to have written on paper to-do lists It is very powerful to cross things off. There's a feeling of accomplishment. And it's very important to keep looking at that list, knocking things off, and moving forward and adding new things to it. Related, don't rely on memory. I can't tell you how many people are make calls. All right, next Thursday at 11, sure. And then it's like you call, like, where are you? Oh, that was today? You know, which reminds me of a Far Side comic where you see Noah's Ark leaving and there's two dinosaurs at the dock. And they're like, was that today? All right. So don't rely on memory. It's good to have memory, but don't rely exclusively on it. Paper still rules when the battery runs out. I can't tell you how many people go to court and this is, first of all, sometimes there's a no cell phone policy, right, or the wireless doesn't work. And the judge says, when can we all meet? And people start whipping out their phones and they're like, there's no, my battery's dead or I can't get a signal. I whip out the paper calendar and I'm ready to go. So sometimes the things that have been tried and true that work still work just as good as they always have. So that's
okay.
Your turn.
I'll take it over. Now, this is following up on something that Richard just shared. I'd like to share. If you're making a presentation imagine you're making a PowerPoint presentation, you're traveling out somewhere, always make sure that you have the presentation on a USB. You have it local. Don't just rely on internet service. I've also been present at conferences where they're like, you know, the presenter gets up on stage, they're trying to get the thing to work, and then you hear them mumbling like, oh, you know, the internet service is not working that good. So, come on. Why didn't you have a copy on your laptop? Why don't you have a copy on your USB key? Don't just rely on the services. You could also have that. This is, by the way, this is another idea that fits right in with plan for plan A, prepare for plan B. This is just a great example. Plan for plan A, prepare for plan B. Okay, here's another one. Now, this one, by the way, this note needs to be explained. Here's the quote. Being a great problem solver can actually be a great problem. Now, let me just explain, because being a great problem solver obviously has benefits. But if you're running a company and everyone in the company knows that they could run to you and you'll solve it. But then how is the company able to scale? Because the person at the top has to be immerse themselves in the vision of the company. So being a great problem solver is nice, but please make sure if you're an executive at a company that you have and you empower other people on the team to also solve problems and let everyone know that they can go to the other address so that they don't constantly run to you, because then you're not able to focus on the vision of the company. Next point. All right. And by the way, Richard, you know, after I share this one, maybe you could jump in, please, because this is just such an important one. And I hear this all the time, and it like doesn't make sense. It drives me almost batty. And here's my quote. Don't give up before you try. So many times people are like, you know, they like, in fact, I just had recently with obviously I'm not going to share the information, a very bright individual. And they told me they tried to get something done. They sent an email to a person and it just didn't work out. And I'm like, okay, did you pick up a phone and try the person? No, it's just not going to work out. Well, wait a second. Don't give up before you try. Okay, if you wound up calling the person, he said no and he said go away. Okay, but don't give up before you try. Richard, do you have anything to add on that?
Absolutely. Number one, have fun. One of the things that's great about what we do is we actually have fun. Nobody actually sees the pre-production, but it's always fun.
It's lively.
There's a lot of, you know, great stuff. So have fun. And it's important to have fun in business. If every day you drag yourself to the office, you need coffee to wake up and everybody dreads the meeting and everybody just plows through the day, that permeates through the business and ultimately to the customers.
I love
that. Have fun.
I'm going to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey.
Yes. Two, readjust. Too many times people are committed to a linear path and things change. And you have to readjust. You have to change with what other economic, procedural, legal, regulatory obstacles are thrown at your business. Readjust. Three, backup. People don't have backups. They don't have backups to their calendars. They don't have backups to their to-do list. They don't have backups to their records. And I'm not just talking about, like, you know, backing up your files to, like, the cloud or this or that. It's really need sort of redundancy. If you only have, you know, one computer at your desk, maybe you should keep a spare laptop around just in case, you know, because you cannot afford loss of momentum and productivity. And it's important to have backup systems. Do you have extra batteries? Do you have reusable batteries that are already on the charger? Do you have free USB sticks waiting to download something and grab and go so you can give that presentation that you were called for at the last minute? You do need sort of a corporate to-go bag. When someone calls you with a crisis, you need to have maybe just like a little briefcase or a knapsack with the essentials, a pad, a pen, a charger for your phone, maybe a laptop, and you can get on the go and start doing things. All too often, people are given travel orders to do something or to react to something, and they're actually not prepared. So that goes with prepare for plan A.
Right. But plan for plan A, prepare for plan B.
Right. But they need to be prepared for plan A and B.
Right. That's right.
Right. And that's good. Now, crisis communications.
Yep.
This is a huge issue in business. There will be something. You will be in the news. There'll be a negative story, upset customer, problem, fire, police activity. Who knows? It could be anything. It could be even next door and people are confusing you with the situation. You need to have a plan on who talks, if any, to the media. My policy is usually not to talk, but you need to have some control over crisis situations and communications so that stories don't spin out of control. And all of a sudden, you're getting nasty grams and all kinds of other stuff when it may not even be you. Maybe you have the same name as somebody who happens to be in the news. And, you know, it's like, you know, you want to be able to maybe put something on your website. Now, we're not affiliated with, you know, whatever. So crisis communications and crisis management is a part of every business.
Amazing. Okay. Toss it to me.
I just did.
There we go. Okay.
On the radio, you can't see this.
Okay. Amazing. Now,
like a hot potato.
Oh, that's amazing. A couple of quotes I'd like to share. Again, tonight's show is Solomon's Wisdom, and I'm joined by a co-host, a good friend, Richard Solomon. I think I can get in three more quotes, and then we're at the bumper for the show. And as we know in radio, right, when when you hit the bumper, that's it. The airtime, that's it. You can't. Yep, you got to deal with it. Okay. Don't cry. Here's an important perspective. Don't cry over spilled milk, but don't let the milk spill again. And that is also, you know, similar to some of the touch points that we've discussed earlier in tonight's show. And that is when if milk spills, okay, deal with it and clean it up. But don't cry over it. But figure out, why did it happen? I'm not saying do a whole post-mortem, but just figure out, why did it happen? Don't cry over it, but then try to make sure to avoid it doesn't happen again. So anytime a mistake happens, mistakes happen. But how do you avoid making the mistake from happening again? And that's why I say, don't cry over spilled milk, but don't let the milk spill again. Next. All right, here's an interesting one. It's called the garbage rule. You ready, Richard? When something is broken, throw it out immediately. Don't first move it to storage, collect dust and cobwebs, and then throw it out anyways 20 years from now. Well, that means if, let's say, you have a keyboard and some coffee spilled in it and it's broken, and they say, you know what? Okay, I'm going to put it in storage now. No. Just get rid of it. If it's broken, get rid of it. You have a mouse and it's skipping, and people are and the person, the programmer who's working at it is frustrated because it keeps skipping. You know what? If it's broken, throw it out. That's the garbage rule. All right. Next, here's an important quote. This is, come on. Just hit send. Now, of course, you got to proofread it first. I'm not saying that you should send out something that's sloppy. But if you're working on something, make sure it's, you know, similar to the idea about day one will always be day one, make day one today. Just hit send is if you're working on something, you're planning something, let's say you're about to send an email. Don't hesitate when you finally just have to hit it. Of course, make sure it's perfect. Make sure it says what you need it to say. I'm not condoning something that's sloppy. But once it's ready, don't be afraid. Just hit send. Richard, you won't believe it. We're really out of time. We're out of time. We're out of time. But before I go, Richard, how can people get in touch with you?
The Solomon Channel. You can catch my show on FM and all the information is there. And my office phone number is 516-371-4924, 516-371-4924.
Richard, why is it when we do a show together, the time flies? It's like, what happened? The clock.
Well, you know what? Because we have 10 pounds of information to put in a 1 pound bag.
Amazing. Well, this wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night, or actually also even throughout the week. Catch us on 24/6. Catch us on YouTube. On YouTube, we're at 710 WR Mind Your Business and the Business Class Clips. On Instagram, Business Class Clips. And follow us and you'll automatically receive us in your daily feed. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.